So hello, everybody, and welcome to our unofficial first call for the ERC 2018-19 group. I'm super excited to be here, and I just wanted to use this as an opportunity to just meet and give you a lay of the land, so to speak. Most of it I told you in the email, but emails, for me anyway, they just like, it's blah, 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 blah. It's just a lot. And I hope you saved that email because it's a lot of really valuable information in it. But you may not have read it all and absorbed it. So if I go through it with you, there's Linda. Hi, Linda. So if as we go through, I'll show you some stuff on the screen. Most of you have been on the site already. Some of you haven't. And I just want to give you kind of an informal tour. Lynn is the tour guide in the group. Lynn is the one who does it really well and goes into detail. And so we have a call scheduled with her next week on Thursday, even for people who are returning. There's a lot of cool stuff on the site. We've rearranged a few things and a whole lot more coming. So Lynn will give you a tour of what that is, how to find your recordings, how to find the links to upcoming calls, how to find all your module things, evaluations, all the different things that we're going to be going through. So we have a call a week basically scheduled for August, which is the unofficial first month of the program, because in August we have a lot of those little calls and also those getting to know you. Hi, Sandy. Getting to know you calls with me, where I love those calls because at most six people on a call and we get to somebody's enemy. Okay. I'm going to mute everybody just because there's feedback. Okay. All right, I muted everybody. We'll unmute you as we speak, so I can see you at least. I don't have to hear you right now. And there's Marsha. So it's the unofficial first call that we want to get together once a week just to keep the momentum going, get your questions answered, not let you feel like, there's a lot. You're here because you want to solve overwhelm, not create overwhelm. So we want to make sure that we're not contributing to more overwhelm. So it's so great to see your faces too. I love it. I love it. Sandy, you're there twice, once black and once as you. Okay. That might have been the one that's why you were echoing. That's probably why.
Yeah. The other one's your iPhone.
That was her phone. Got it. Anyway, I've done that myself when I've gotten on a call on a second device and it really annoys people, but well, it happens. So, so we're going to be doing that. And then there's the little small group calls. So if you haven't signed up for those, now you have the link in that email I sent out this afternoon. So you should be able to click there. It's on the site and I'm going to show you where it is on the site. And some of you found it because a whole bunch of you did sign up for them. Those are calls where there's just a small group of you. And it's super important that you fill out your getting to know you form. Paula, I know you. You don't have to fill it out again unless you feel like there's something different. Rich, I probably didn't get to know you as well as I got to know Paula throughout the year last year. But, you guys that are coming back, if you weren't working directly with me last year, then I'd recommend that you go ahead and fill the form out again because then they'll be all fresh. I don't have to dig it up. And then you'll be able to give me updates because, there'll be changes. So basically the getting to know you form. And before that, you can, if you want to, fill out your seven pillars. What are we calling it these days? Your body freedom foundations, the one we did on the live stream. And then I read all of that beforehand. I have my little highlighter and I'm highlighting things and making lists of questions that I want to ask everybody. So that's basically my first introduction to each person. So I can't do that on a call like this because there'd be too many. We do it on a small call and we do a round robin and it's a lot of fun and it's really empowering for me because I just want to get to know you guys right from the start. Now we set up at least 1, 2, 3, 4. I think there's 4 or 5 different time sessions, time scheduling times that you could do that. So you just pick the one that works for you. Just pick one. Because if you pick 2 or 3, then you're going to take away a spot from someone else. And we've counted out so that we've scheduled enough for everybody. I think we may be short by a few, but we watch. And before I add more, I make sure that you guys get it. If we get all the getting to know you calls scheduled, and usually we have one that falls into September, in the early part of September as well. If you don't sign up for any of them, that's it. That opportunity is gone because that's when we do it. I don't want to do a getting to know you call in December. I just really want to get to know you before that. You know what I mean? So we'll do all those calls and it's great. Even if you've been and you're coming back in the program, it's a good refresher and we're just going to take things deeper this time. Okay. So any questions about those getting to know you calls? No? All right. Did everybody see the link where you can sign up? Had anybody seen it before today? Sandra did. Yeah. No. Okay, good. So you'll get to see it. You'll get to see it now. You'll get to click the link in the email and it'll take you to my calendar, but please do the form. And I gave you the link to the form as well to make it easy for you that you didn't have to go look it up. Okay. And do that beforehand. Cause if you don't, then I'll just ask you questions, but I won't be able to go as deep because I'm going to ask you more of the surface kind of questions that are in the form that I already have known. And then I can go deeper during the session. So it's to your advantage to get it done. It's not going to be like, don't come to the call if you didn't fill it out. I'm still going to get to know you. I just won't get to know you as well. The purpose of that is so that when we get together we have a large group call like this. For everybody that's in the program gets to come to. We have that once a month. And then for those who are in Gold Elite or Gold Plus, we have another call. And we're going to split that because it turns out we have more people in Gold and Gold Plus than in Silver. And this is the first time that actually happened. Usually it's fairly well distributed. So we're probably going to do a separate Gold Plus call. So it's just the small group of Gold Plus. And then we'll have a separate Gold Elite call. Then we'll have that smaller group. And that way you get together and you get to meet the people and get to know the people in your group, as well as that's an opportunity for us to deepen our relationship and get to know you better. In addition, you're going to have calls with your coaches, depending on whether you're Gold or Gold Plus or the Silver. You'll have those calls with your coaches. There'll be group calls with your coaches, but everybody gets two calls with a coach privately at the beginning of the program, basically to get that deep context in. And then those in Gold will also get a comprehensive one with me. And I recommend that you get, you know, whatever labs, and we'll go through that. We're going to teach you what labs to get, and I'll help you decide, and I'll get to know you from the getting to know you call if we need labs or if you already have labs. And then the Golds and the Gold Pluses and I will get together one-on-one, just one of us, you and me. And then we'll really go through and dig in and help you to create a plan based on what imbalances we might be seeing in your labs. And then the Gold Pluses then get quarterlies with me, plus the lab analysis calls, et cetera. So you got all that. You know all that. It's written down. And I want to go through all of that again. And we're working on some of the bonuses and getting those all set up. One of the things, if you are one of the full pay Gold Pluses that signed up at the event, or before, you're going to get a session or access to Tricia Nelson's emotional eating course. And I highly recommend that you take advantage of that because if you qualified for it, because a lot of times I find that you kind of know what to do and you think, yeah, but then those little demons that live in your head that say, eat the Oreo. No, 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 no. Don't eat the salad. Eat the Oreo. The Oreo. The Oreo. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to take away the pain. Eat the Oreo, right? Who has never had a voice like that in their head? Maybe it's not Oreo, but maybe it's ice cream or maybe it's M&Ms. Has anybody never had that voice in their head talking to them? No? You know, it's so common and so she really helps you to create that resiliency in your own life to be able to talk to that voice when it comes up, but also to help that voice from, you know, quieting down and quieting down and quieting down. It probably will never go away when you get in those really stressful situations, but you get to the point where you go, hell no, that'll make me feel worse. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go meditate. I'm going to go take a hot bath. I'm going to go walk. I'm going to do something else instead. So we don't want you to be sabotaging your attempts to get better and to feel good. So what I want to do is, first of all, can we just, how about if we just go around and everybody just your name, where you're from, and one goal for the program. And then I'm going to show you some screen shares and show you around what's on the site. But Lynn's going to do that even better next week. So I'm going to start in the order that you're on my screen. So if you see me like staring over this way or that way, it's just because that's, you see what your screen looks like, right? The people may not be in the same place on your screen as mine. So I'm going to start with Linda. Hi, Linda. Hi. Unmute. You see where you can, I can unmute you. I got you. There you go. Whoops, I did unmute you. Maybe you, sometimes we both do it at the same time. Let me try. I'll try unmuting you. Don't touch anything. It's not letting me. Lynn, help me. Why is that not letting me unmute her? Maybe I have to unmute all and no. No, everybody's unmuted. That won't work. Mute all. Okay, I got to say, allow participants to unmute themselves. Okay, now try it, Linda.
Can you hear me?
I can. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us where you're from and what's one of your goals for being here?
Oh, boy. Where do I start? I was just widowed a few months ago and trying to start my new journey. So actually, I've started it. And I was already going this direction when Diana brought this up.
Nice.
And so, yeah, no, I'm not having the cravings. I'm doing the fasting until 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Good for you. Good for you.
So I'm pretty on all that and finding myself again. I mean, who are you? You know, 20 years old and single, and now I'm in my 60s and single. This is fun.
Wow. I'm so, my heart goes out to you. And I also applaud you. I applaud you for really stepping into who you are and really giving yourself this gift.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah. Well, welcome. And where are you from, Linda?
Cray, Colorado, northwest corner of Colorado. And we have smoke just like Diana.
Oh, no. Northwest. So that's like, no, Durango's southwest, right? So it's directly north of Durango.
Right,
okay.
Directly all the way through the
all
state.
The way.
Yeah.
Wow. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, keep healthy, you know, breathe through paper towels if you have to, or get some of those masks at the store. You can always get those specific masks to keep the dust out.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's up against the mountains north of here. You know, it's probably here too, but I'm not smelling it right now. So.
Yeah. Well, you're probably not smelling it, but it's probably there, the particulate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm cleaning too. I'm doing the same thing. I'm trying to organize everything, get my books down, get my desk, everything. It's like nesting. You know, if anybody remembers doing that, you know, you just have to get every corner and get everything together. So. That's what I've been doing.
Well, welcome. We're really happy and honored to have you here, Linda.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for all you do.
My pleasure. My joy. My mission.
Yeah, I can see that. Good. I've got one going too, so I'm joining you.
Good. Yay. Thank you, Linda. Okay, so Sandy's down there. So I'm going to go to Rich. I got you. Hey, Rich.
Up in New Hampshire here, and we're experiencing some of your temperatures and humidity. It was 95 today, nearly hit a record.
Wow.
I'm just getting back from a swim, and it's a little humid, so we're new to that. So
okay, yeah, we don't have much of that here.
Yeah. So this year, this is my second year as a silver member, and I'm still working on trying to get my thyroid working again. It's inactive. And that's the goal. That's one of the goals this year, is really to get that under control. I'm not thrilled about having to go on to the hormones if I need to, but I've been holding off my primary care physician. He's been after me, but still trying the steps that you talk about. That's what I'm working on right now.
Good. Well, Rich came on last year with goals, and then life took a different turn for him, and he had a car accident.
Right.
Very short, like 2-3 months in, and he was set back where he was in a brace for months and, you know, very challenging, right, on his body and stressful. So, you know, now he's coming back, and he's put on some muscle weight again, and now we're going to hit that thyroid head on now. Oh, yeah, right. Look at you. Show off. Thank you, Rich, and welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
All right, Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Hello. I live in Madison, Wisconsin, but I'm originally from Buenos Aires, Argentina. So you will notice that I have an accent. this is my second year in ERC, and I think I need to continue the journey that I started, and that I found out it's going to be a little long, more than I thought originally, but it's okay. I'm finding myself trying new things all the time that I never thought I would. And that's exciting and adventurous, and I like adventures.
Good, yes. So,
some I don't like that much, but it's part of the journey, right?
Right, exactly. Thank you. Kind of like Rich didn't really care for his adventure last year, but it really, there were a lot of lessons there. You know, I always like to look at like adversity, what's the lesson in the adversity? And I've had a lot of adversity in my life, and I always look back at what positive. Later, you can't always go through it at the time you're going through it, right? But later you look back and go, oh, if that didn't happen, then I wouldn't have taken this particular path. So that's what I like to look at adversity as. Okay, what's the lesson here? I'm going to find it out someday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank
you. Sorry that you see me eating. I've been eating an artichoke.
Oh, good for you. Well, you just got home from work, right? So thank you and welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So, Susanna. Hi, Susanna.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Susanna. I'm from Austin, Texas.
Oh, well, you have to come visit. We have our monthly potlucks here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am a double APOE4.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I have a lot of down regulation. When people see me, meet me, they go, oh my God, you look so healthy. You know, well, there's a lot of little things that need to be fixed. I am trying to do the Bredesen protocol, and first thing they tell you to do is fix your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had a mostly silent gut infection. Very few symptoms, but it shows up on organic acid tests and on stool tests.
Okay.
So I've been trying to balance that. I'm making a little more progress now. I'm looking at some of the ideas that you've presented, you know, eating a lot more greens. But it's very, very hard to do what they want you to do and avoid animal protein and fat because they want you to be ketogenic. Mildly.
APOE4, well, you can be ketogenic and you can be plant-based. I can share that because I've been doing that for the last 2 months. But APOE4, you do have to be very, very careful about those animal fats. So
Right. It's not. Right. And what I've found is that when I'm on the more of a paleo type thing, my lipids go way up, my blood sugar goes down. When I'm on plant-based, well, I don't know about my lipids. I haven't had a test lately, but my sugar goes up.
So, yeah.
You know, it's, I haven't found the balance there.
Well, I'm going to help you do that because I've been working with that for quite a while now, and you can do both. You can get the advantages of ketogenic and do plant-based, you know, or mostly plant-based if that's what you want to do. But you do have to be careful about animal fat, any, the saturated fats with the APOE4.
Yeah.
Very careful. Good. And for those of you who don't know what Bredesen wrote a book called The End of Alzheimer's. And they have a very intense program. And it's very congruent in a lot of ways to what we're teaching here. And it really goes into a lot of, you know, the brain detox and all this kind of stuff. It's an excellent book. So anyway, but the APOE is not just, the APOE4 is not just a risk factor for Alzheimer's. It's a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. So got to be careful with that. Super. Thank you, Susanna. Where in Austin do you live?
I live in an area called Windsor Park. It's just north of Mueller, becoming a flip house area.
Wow.
I've lived in this same neighborhood in East Austin for 40 years.
Wow. Yeah, and now it's the chic area.
Well, you know, it's the gentrified area, that's gentrified, for sure.
Yeah, it's for sure. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Paula. Hi, Paula.
Hi. I'm in Rockford, Illinois, and this is my second year in ERC as well. And my goal is to continue my journey. One of my goals is to continue with gut healing. And I'm encouraged about that partly because just a week ago or so, I got the results of a recent Ubiome test, which showed that I have normal bifido and lactobacillus. And that's the first time, well, ever, actually.
Awesome.
Because a gastroenterologist tested me like 15 years ago or something like that. And way back then it was low. So yeah, I'm encouraged that something is working.
Yay, Paula. Well, I'm so happy to have you back and to get to work closely with you again.
Thank you.
And you're going to work with Steph again?
Yes.
Yeah. Yay.
Good. Yeah, we talked this morning.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good, good. Yeah. Because, you know, everybody has an option to switch. But, you know, once you've developed that relationship, it's like, yeah.
Well, since we're, you know, we're really in the middle of the gut protocol, right? It doesn't seem like a good idea to switch. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. It's good. All right. I got to see Steph last week. She and I hung out for a day. It was fun.
That's what she said. Yeah.
It was good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hello. So my third year with ERC. Last year, just so much happening. It took like maybe a 5-6 month chunk, I felt like, out of the year with moving and then some natural disasters where I live. Oh, I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, I feel like just want to keep making forward progress with my multiple goals and hormone balancing, getting the estrogens to kind of stop being so extremely high and the fibroids to stop growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to work more on my GI and digestion this year.
Great.
So, and then, you know, I have my multiple different things I'm working on, but those are pretty top priorities.
Yeah. And we saw you, like Lisa and I have spoken about you several times, and we really have seen you making progress finally after all those setbacks you kept having with fires and mold. And just as she moved out of the mold, she got into a fire. Lordy. So it's time for you to be away from natural disasters and to really let things calm down. And I'm really glad that you're coming in and working closely with Lisa this year. That'll be great.
Yeah, awesome. Me too. I'm really looking forward to it. So.
Yeah, super. Thank you and welcome back.
Thank you.
And Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hello.
So nice to have you here.
Thank you very much. This is so fascinating already.
Great.
So I am from Sunnyvale, California. I've done the Adrenal Program Cafe, 2 sweet spots, and Summer Grand. And I'm very excited about being in ERC.
I'm so happy that you're here. I feel like, you know, you participate so much into each of the program. It's like so nice to actually hear you, you know, have you here in this forum where we see each other, the small groups, where get to know you deeper. I'm really excited about it after all these years.
Well, that's one of my favorite parts because it's my emotional outlet. And, you know, these people in this community are so wonderful. So it's my oxytocin. It's just such a big part of the program for me. So one of my big goals, it's very funny because I tried to do somebody else's program on toxins and it just wasn't happening. And, you know, my body's not ready for it and it wasn't happening. And that's how I then got moved to ERC, which actually now I see that I'm real excited about. But anyway, so I know you can work with me on what I want to do. And that is, you know, the toxins becoming less sensitive, which I have, but I'm still not there. Yeah. The toxins, the mold, I have a lot of mold in my house and I've lived in a lot of places with mold. So environmental toxins, and then that goes along with a lot of other things. Right now, I have a lot of, I have a cyst on my right arm, and my left arm has a lot of pain, and situations. I had it in my left leg for like about two years. I couldn't even exercise anymore, and it took about 2 years. And I had that happen when I was in Florida on a trip to Florida. So I really don't know what caused it.
Well, Florida is very humid, and you said mold, and you may have such a mold sensitivity that being in a moldy environment, you're adapted to this low level of mold in your home, but it doesn't mean you're thriving, right? And it's like constant little at you. And when you went to Florida, you probably had it much more so, because Sunnyvale's not the most humid place in the world. It's not, you know, generally a real moldy environment like Houston or Florida. So
That's interesting.
Summer, Washington. So it may have aggravated the sensitivity. You know, I think of it as a bucket. Our sensitivities is a bucket, and we have this ability. We all have this ability to withstand up until the bucket gets full. And then a tiny drop added to that bucket throws you over the edge. Whereas if the bucket is lower, you can add drops and drops and drops as long as you're draining it. So that's the thing with toxic exposure, like the detox type programs, and sometimes it goes too fast and you're putting more of that stuff back in your bloodstream than your liver can eliminate, and it goes over the top again, and that's what we call detox symptoms, right? So for you, it's a matter of finding what's that right speed, but also what can you do in the whole home to remediate it, you know, and help to get out of the situation of a constant low level.
Well, we are going to move, but it's not the right time yet. And I'm really going to be paying a lot of attention to this mold issue.
Okay. And we'll talk about filters.
Better environment.
Whole section on environment and filters, and we'll talk about that
stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Great. Thank you. Liver, of course.
And of course, liver.
I mean, mercury poisoning from the dental toxins is what really pushed me over.
Pushed you over the edge.
I mean, you know, so I'm doing better though.
Good for you.
I'll do better. Thank you. And the bucket thing, you talked about it on the supplement, the supplement program. And I've been using that forever, talking to people all the time now. And my bucket is not big. Like you said.
Yeah, well, we're born with it. You know, that's our detox, right? Those detox snips that we talked about on the call, right? And if we have a set of deranged, let's just say we have snips in the detox ever, it makes our bucket smaller. Whereas if we don't, it makes our bucket larger. Doesn't mean that being exposed to the toxins is going to be good for us. It just means that we have a higher capacity to withstand it. You know, talking like Susanna with ApoE44, right? Yeah. He has a smaller capacity to handle bad fats, first of all, you know, hydrogenated and all the bad fats, but even the good fats, she's got to be careful about, because her tolerance level is so small because of the metabolic pathways. So each of us has some of those, and it's just a matter of adapting our lifestyle and our diet and everything else that we do. Even the stuff we put on our skin, not just what we put in our bodies, right? And I know you know that too.
Yes. I'm so careful.
Yes, good. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Marsha. Whoops. I'm not able to unmute you. Try unmuting yourself. That's weird.
Can you hear me?
There, now I can.
Okay, great. I'm Marsha, and I live in West Marin, California, not far from Sandy. We've already met and made food together.
Nice.
And had a sleepover, actually, which is fun. So my goal is to live in love, and I know it sounds very cliche, but I've lived my life in fear, and I've had a lot of physical ailments, and I just went... When the first person started talking, I started crying, and I've had this like real emotional stuff going on since everybody's been talking, because I feel like I'm in the right place, and this is really like such an opportunity to really like to just move to the next level, to really like, you know, come out of the shell and just
blossom.
Yeah. Like I really feel that. It just means so much to me to be here. Short term, or, you know, things, of course, I want to work on digestion, hormones. I'm a breast cancer, survived breast cancer. mental health and weight loss, you know. But I mean, the weight loss has been my driving force for 40 decades or maybe even 50 or 60, seriously. But, you know, it's what's underneath all that, you know, I really care.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm a sweet spot person. I completed this last sweet spot. And I have to tell you, since I've been doing the sweet spot, like after I got over the exhaustion, maybe the second month or so, I'm doing so much every day. Like my life is so full. I wake up and I almost feel like I'm tripping over myself because there are so many things I want to do. I can't get them all done.
Wow. So it's not that you don't have the energy anymore to get them all done. You just don't have the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love it. Isn't that funny? When I have more energy, the days seem so much shorter. What is up with that?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that you are here. You've been such a light. You and Sandy are so contributing in all the groups and just this bright, shining light and this beacon for everyone. So thank you. And we have Diana. You're kind of in the dark, so I can sort of see.
I know. Well, it's the window behind me.
Window behind you, yeah.
I can't do anything about the sun right now.
No, I was in my other computer. My laptop has a window behind me, and I was on the phone with somebody, and they're like, "I can't see you." What?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Maybe next time I'll have a better spot to have the laptop. But I'm Diana, and I'm from Chalice, Idaho. Mm-hmm. And Linda is one of my very best friends in the whole wide world. Nice. And she just recently became a widow, but that's just the first chapter of her new life. And been through that with her, holding her hand the whole way from 150 or to 200 miles away. And my goal, I started with a sweet spot program, and I had seen one of your weekend seminars sometime in February. I can't remember when it was. And it was like, this is the answer I've been looking for, because I have been trying to find something to help my husband with his diabetes. I haven't had diabetes. I have so many other problems that diabetes was the last thing in my world. Mm. I'd never had any glucose problems. I've basically been dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome since 1989, 90. Finally gave up fighting it and went off of disability in like 94, 95. And I've been battling back from my deathbed ever since. Oh. Most of it has been on my own, from reading mostly books, a lot of health food supplements and things. God kept poking at me that I needed to start learning about herbs, but my brain fog was so bad that I could not comprehend what I was reading. And I was like, of all the things I've lost, I missed my mind the most. I could deal with the fatigue, the physical fatigue, but I could not deal with losing my ability to think, to comprehend what I was reading, and I knew the answers were there. But I struggled with that for about 10 years, and then I met somebody that was an herbalist. She helped kind of get me on the right track of understanding, started to clear out some of the cobwebs with some herbal things, and then she started to teach me how to make my own and how to determine what I needed.
Oh, nice. So,
but meanwhile, my husband was diagnosed somewhere around year 2000 with adult onset type 2 diabetes. The doctor gave us all of, I think, 60 days to get his blood sugar under control with diet alone, and we had no idea. He gave us no information whatsoever. And so since he wasn't able to do that, although he got it close, it wasn't close enough, put him on metformin. And then after that, it was like, well, why bother trying? I'll just take the pills and I can eat whatever I want. I don't have to worry about the diet. But that's, you know, that's kind of where it went for the last 15 years. And till he woke up, oh, just a little over a year ago, I think it was July 27th last summer, and he couldn't see out of his left eye. And it became a kind of an emergency at that point. He had not been taking his supplements, his vitamins. He had also not been taking his metformin. And since we're members of the farmer's market, he was eating a little bit too much of the bakery goods.
Oh.
And so it attacked the optic nerve and took out his left eye. We scrambled around and kind of basically we made a deal with each other. He's sitting over here and I'm going to have him come over and say hi. We made a deal. I said, honey, are you finally ready to do something about this and take this seriously? We grow a wonderful garden. We can do this. We'll do whatever it takes, and I will be right here with you. I'll spearhead the research, whatever it takes, if you're willing. He said, yep, I'm ready. Dennis, come here. He was 265 pounds and blind in his left eye a year ago.
Okay, right. And is the sight back?
Yeah, here, he's right here.
Come here. Hi there.
Get down. See, you'll be able to see. Come on. Lower. There.
Hi.
There you go.
Nice to meet you.
This is Dennis.
Dennis. I'm happy to meet you.
Now, it's funny because he saved my life with this. Because as it turned out, I'm also pre-diabetic. And I had to fire my doctor. But anyway, we had started with several different diet plans, many of the different doctors, the keto. We tried everything. Dr. Jockers was talking about intermittent fasting. We did that, found that was really helping get his blood sugar a little bit lower. And then John McMahon did his I Thrive seminar. I did that, watched every bit of it, and we incorporated everything we could possibly think of from that. And then he was the one that sent out the email that recommended the little weekend thing that you did that I saw. And I was like, there's the answers. Everybody else said we couldn't eat another bite of meat as long as we lived. And I'm like, there's not going to work for this man. He's meat and potatoes all the way. And anyway, that's how it all started. You have the answers that nobody else had.
Thank
you. You had the answers. And it's just totally turned our lives around. But after you said the things that you said at that seminar, I went to the eye doctor myself and got my eyes checked. And son of a gun, if he didn't say, you have to get your diabetes under control, you're getting some pretty bad damage there. My eye doctor diagnosed diabetes. I said, I've never had blood sugar problem in my life. He was so concerned, he sent his nurse directly to the doctor's office with an emergency report. The doc never called me.
Whew.
I went on the same program with him. I got my own meter. And we've been testing ever since. And I was able to get my blood sugar with him. He's down to 5.2 on A1C. I'm down to 5.9. Down to 5.9.
Whoa, and he's a diabetic. You weren't even diagnosed. And you're up there at 5.9. Okay.
And that's after 5 months of eating in the sweet spot program.
Yeah.
And he's down 65 pounds. He is now under 200.
That's great.
Congratulations. Since Marine boot camp in 1967.
Congratulations. Good for you.
That's just our beginning.
This is why we do what we do, because you would just continue to go and decline, right? If you just stayed with.
That's what was happening.
You. And it's sad because it's obvious and it's not that hard. It's just a matter of having the guidelines and having the ability and being able to test this. I have this new meter I love. This is my little, continuous glucose meter, and that's how I test my glucose, and I can keep track of it, and it's just wonderful. But people, you wouldn't have known. Your eye doctor saw the changes before the fasting blood sugar got to the range where the doctor would have said, oh, I think you might be diabetic, right? That's right. Why we teach the way we teach, because I want people to catch it decades in advance, not to have that progress to the point where they damage. So great.
Now, the sweet spot would have been pretty much it for me, but the problem is, as I realized in straightening that out, that the rest of the, there's been some damage done by the 25 years of the chronic fatigue. I've developed other problems. I went through a bout of chronic lymphocytic leukemia, but daughter passed away. Things just have been sliding downhill again for me. When we retired in 2005 and moved up here to the mountains of Idaho, it was the best thing that ever happened. And for the first 7 years that we lived here, my health kept getting better and better, and I was practically back to normal. I've been working with the herbs, growing them, making all kinds of herbal concoctions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been wonderful. And then when our daughter died, everything kind of just went to hell in the handbasket personally. And I lost grandchildren because of it. Anyway, so everything was like on the downhill slide, and I lost my will to live. And so I had just stopped even caring anymore, figuring, well, that's it, I'm done. Then a year later, I came up with the leukemia. I tried to battle that back because I knew God was going to teach me a new lesson on that one. And I keep trying to go on, but I couldn't. But this thing with his eyes literally saved both our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And your program is a huge part of it. But I thought at this point, now that I've started to turn things around, and I know I'm going to have to do this on my own, I'm going to have to seek my assistants outside of the medical profession, because I had hope in this young physician's assistant that he was going to be my partner. And then he basically stabbed me in the back. and said, you know, nope, you don't have any blood sugar problems. It's, you know, that's not what it's going on. And sent me on the way. So at that point, like I say, everything seems to be almost like divinely guided in this whole situation. Mm-hmm. And so I jumped into this, and the goal thing seemed to be, you know, there's so many things wrong. I don't know what to do first. I know there's certain things that should be working that aren't. There's no reason why they're not. And I'm going to find out, and you're going to help me.
Absolutely. We're here for you. And that's the whole thing. Like, we're going to take you through a process of empowering you to be basically to be your own doctor, basically, you know, self-guided, self-empowered healthcare, because we need to know how our bodies work. Yeah, you don't have to know it down to the geeky, minute details that I like to get into, but knowing how your body works and how you can facilitate it and how you can maneuver life to optimize it rather than just let's wait for it to be a disease and we'll cut it out. That's not a bad approach.
Exactly. And I've had to be my own health advocate since I've got diagnosed with chronic fatigue. The doctor said, well, it's not going to kill you, but something else will come along that will. And there's nothing we can do. Oh, here, have some antidepressants so you don't get so depressed and commit suicide. Yeah, they don't count that as a death from the disease.
No, they won't. So yeah, we'll get, you know, so the process will be that we will get, fill out some forms, and you're going to have an in-depth with your coach. You're going to get to have an in-depth with me with the labs and all. And we're just going to help you to lay out a plan. And we're going to identify the obstacles, the imbalances that maybe nobody figured out before. Right.
Yep.
And that's going to come from your forms. It's going to come from labs, because we're going to say, well, we really think we should run an organic acid test, or you should run a stool test, or what tests you might need to do. But don't go running out and getting all kinds of lab tests until we help to get you to that point. Because sometimes
we just did that today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we just did that today. We went down and got to the Quest lab in Idaho.
Okay, that's good. That's fine. Yeah.
We both have holes in our arms. We got the cardio doctor.
Got that one. Okay.
That one. Yep.
Good.
Now we know where the lab is, and it's only 6 hours away.
Oh, Lordy.
150 miles each way, so it's a 6-hour drive total.
Oh, my God. Yeek.
And it's not going to work in the wintertime, so we're going to have to coordinate it. Yeah.
We'll figure out when you're going to get it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish they all had the little test kits you could do at home. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and there's one thing. Miss Debbie, is it? I want you to know something. You live in Santa Barbara. I was raised in Santa Barbara. I graduated from San Marcos High School in 1971.
Nice.
So that is just, that's too much. I just think that's great.
Awesome. So, well, thank you, Diana, and welcome. I'm glad that you're here.
I'm glad I'm here too. And I'm so glad that you are who you are and that you do what you do. And I've already shared what you've done for us with so many people, and everybody wants to know more. Including Linda.
Well, then Linda's here. So yeah, feel free to share. I think we may have two openings left. I don't know if we have still like two or three at the most spots left that we could take that many more in ERC. Then we're full. So, you know, we don't like to have more than six people per coaching team. So you have two coaches with a group of at most six. And we've got three openings right now. So great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. And it looks like, is it Genera? How do you say your name? It's all blended together. Oh, it's Jeannie.
Jeannie, yes.
It looks like Genira Demaker or something like that.
It's all together.
Yeah, it's all like smooshed together.
It does look funny that way.
It looks very funny. I'm like, how do I pronounce that? I'm not going to try. So tell us where you're from and what your goals are.
Okay. I just jumped on, so I've kind of missed, you know, what you were.
Yeah, just where you're from and what your goals are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm from the Cincinnati, Ohio area. Mm-hmm. And I had breast cancer in, it was 8 years ago. So I was 53 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through chemo and radiation surgery and have been doing great with that. But just since then, I've, you know, really worked at trying to get my health back. And just feels like I always have something. You know, there's maybe my blood pressure is a little bit high, or maybe my sugar is a little bit high, or my, you know, lately my thing is I'm really working on, and I think that's from the chemo, but you know, that we're still, I'm working with a couple of doctors on my white count is low from the, I think it's from the chemo.
Yeah.
And radiation from what I read, and tamoxifen.
All of the above. Yep.
So those are, you know, it's just those things. I haven't had anything major since, the breast cancer, but I'm very interested. I kind of listened to you on the genetics, and I know I have some bad genetics. And so I want to do everything I can on my end. And, my dad passed away when he was 48 of heart disease, and my mom had, breast cancer two times when she was 61 and 68. Wow. And then she passed away of pancreatic cancer. So, I know I have the genes that aren't good. And so I just really am, I'm so motivated to do whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Awesome. I really appreciate that. And I know that we don't want to have it to be, you know, a disaster, a really serious thing happen, but sometimes that's what it takes to get us to look for different ways, because you're so inundated in the medical way. Okay, I have breast cancer. Just lop it off and take some radiation and chemo and you'll be fine. But nobody's really looking at what caused it, right? And that's where you want to come in here, is what were those imbalances in your body that led you to have cancer in the first place? Right. And then how do we help you to shore up so that it doesn't come back in another place? Your mom, right? Breast cancer twice and then pancreatic cancer. Nobody dealt with the cancer. They dealt with the symptom. They didn't deal with the underlying imbalance. And that's where you're making a better choice. So I honor that really, really well.
Right? Thank you so much. I enjoy. I get on every time I see you come through on my email. It's like, oh, you know, this is something else I want to pay attention to. So I'm just really glad, you know, so interested in learning more and more.
Yay. Yeah. And we're the only ones that are going to be with ourselves until our dying day, right? You're the only one that can really make the choices for yourself every single day. And so I want to empower those choices, because when you don't have the knowledge, you can't make a good choice, right? Somebody came along and said, well, here's this, you know, I don't know, widget thing, and it has these circuits, and you know, which of these little plugs do you want to put in it? This one or that? I'm like, ask it. I have no idea, right? I don't know how to take care of this widget thing. But my body, we all have that same thing. Well, I have this particular imbalance, and do you want this drug or that, right? Do you want cancer? You want chemo, or do you want surgery? Which do you want? And we're like, I don't know enough. And when you know enough, you know, I want to solve the underlying. And yeah, there's times when there's drugs that are not going to be necessary to save your life, or to, you know, bring some level up that is life-threatening if it doesn't get brought up. But we always have to look at root cause. If we're going to put a Band-Aid on, you want to look at root cause too. You can't put a Band-Aid over an infection and expect that, you know, if you don't help it along or clean it or do whatever, it's going to be okay. But out of sight, out of mind, right? Take a Tylenol, the headaches go away, right? Out of sight, out of mind. But it doesn't mean that there isn't that fire burning inside. So I honor all of you for really taking charge and being ready to take charge of your own health and being with us this year. I think we heard from everybody. I'm looking at the list and I think everybody's here. Now, Lynn, why don't you get on? And most people have talked to you or listened to you, but introduce yourself and, you know, what brought you here?
Okay. Well, I'm really excited. Just seeing everybody, and sometimes for the second or third or however many times, it really energizes and charges me up. You know, it's at the end of the day and I'm just like, I was getting a little tired and now I'm just like juiced and jazzed because, I just hear the passion in your voice for what you want for yourself. And knowing that when you fill up your bucket, you'll have more to share with the rest of the world. And so you've just filled up my bucket. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And Lynn is just amazing at holding it all together and coordinating between the coaches and you guys and me and the materials and everything. And so she's just my right hand. So thank you for all you do.
My pleasure.
So thank you all for coming in out at the last minute. I didn't want to wait. Our official kickoff call is the end of the month. I really wanted to meet with you guys and just kind of get you in the right track. I want to be able to answer some questions. But before we do that, is it okay if I share my screen and just show you around the site a little bit? And then whatever questions, some of the questions you may have now, I will have answered. And the ones that I don't, let's just talk about them. Okay? All right. So I'm going to share my screen. And let me find, is that it? Okay, let me go back to, let me just go back to the main dashboard. If I hit this, so do you see my screen? Yes? So this is our membership site, the Unstoppable Health Community. And when you click to unstoppablehealthcommunity.com, you're going to come to this login page. Your username is always your email, the email you registered for this program for. So if you try to use an alternate email, it won't recognize you. And then your password was sent to you when you first joined. If you haven't gotten your password, it's probably buried in your spam somewhere. But one of the things you can always do is click lost your password. And all you have to do is put the email. All you have to remember is the email address you registered for the program with. Hit lost your password and it'll send you a link to reset your password. Okay. And then we save that password in your record so that if you lose it, we can always give it to you. And we try to, not in every email necessarily, but in emails where it counts, we put your user ID and password in there. And that came about because when I'm in programs and it says, oh, and go log into the membership site to get the new recording, I'm like, okay, where is my password for it? Where's my, how? So I like to put it in the email. Some people say, well, isn't that a security thing? It might be. You can always change your password. But I think the convenience factor is just way more worthwhile than that. So you log in. I think I'm already logged in, but I'll log in again. And it'll take me. Is it working? Okay. There we go. So I log in and it takes me to our homepage. And there's all these pretty little tiles with pictures and names of programs. Now, when you get in, you see all programs. And if you just want to see your programs, you click my programs. Now, for many of you, you've been in a lot of programs, you're going to see a lot. For me, I see everything. It's the same because I'm the owner, right? So I log in. And you're going to look for this one that has this little person jumping up and down over the rainbow, right? And you click Start Program, Energy Recharge Inner Circle. Click there. And that takes you to what we call the ERC home page. And what you're going to see is a bunch of tiles here for the different parts of it. Now, I sent you an email and I updated kind of when we first when you first got in, we sent out an email that said, best place to start with the body balance because these other places weren't open yet, basically. But everybody should start with this thing where it says go, ready, set, go. And that's just basic housekeeping stuff. But I want to show you what all of these things look like. When you go in at first, I'll just undo this. When you go in at first, you're going to see it look like this. It'll just have the list of, this only has three action steps, but it's important ones. Whitelist our email addresses, and it tells you how to do it in different places. There's a little tutorial on how to use the site. Read through that, and you can easily update, use your My Account. Mark the dates on your calendar. Right now, there aren't any dates on the calendar. We're going to get those put on in the next day or two. Join the Facebook group, right? So the simple things, and what you're going to do is go up here and click them off. I'm done. It says, congratulations, right? Oops, that's not the right way. That has to be fixed. And then I would go back to the home. That should say, go to the next step, which would be We had it temporarily set to the body balance before this was ready. So you're going to go to the next step, which would be essential first steps. Why are they essential first steps? Because we want everybody to go through them before you jump right in. And they're simple things, but they'll take a little bit of thought. And one of the things you heard me talk a lot about was finding your why. So I'll show you this again. Getting in touch with your why. Why are you doing this? So we have, first of all, we start you with transforming your stress. When you click this button, who's clicked it? You'll start to get messages in your inbox. That's 30 days of stress transformation. Because face it, most of our problems are related to stress. It just happens, like you talked about, becoming a widow, having breast cancer, having mold in your house, right? Having a husband who gets diagnosed with diabetes and goes blind. These are all stressors, to say nothing of the environment, the, you know, grandkids, whatever else might be stressors. So we all have stress, and these are ways for us not to take your stress away, because we can't, but to help you to mitigate the stress and not let it take over your body. So I highly recommend that you click that link. And when you do, I guess I'll start these messages all over. You'll click here and it's just going to say, hey, thank you. You're done. You're already signed up. And you'll get messages once a day that say, here, listen to this little audio. Except for the first one. Why is that not going? Error 460. 640. Okay, Lynn, write that down. I just tested this 2 days ago. Okay. 640. All right. So much. We're off to a good start. Now that's a little stressful, right? So we'll get that worked out. I'll breathe. Anyway, but it you'll receive an email once you do that. Has anybody done that and gotten that message, that error message? No? Did anybody do it and sign up? Yes, and you got it?
I just did it. I did it over the weekend.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe it's my computer has been in Mercury retrograde for the last few days, and I've had to keep rebooting it, and I rebooted it, and it came to a black screen, and I had to shut it off with the button and then turn it back on. So it's been a little edgy and touchy lately. So anyway. So if you've already done it, you know what that's there. The next piece is really important. And everybody goes, why do I have to do that? Because it's important. We want to work on your values, your visions, your goals, and your big why. Like, why are you here? And keep that in your focus. Because when things get tough and you go, oh, I don't know if I want to exercise today and do my bursts, you can actually look and use these little portable anchors we talk about to look and go, oh, yeah, that's why I'm doing this. Oh, yeah. Let me remember to do this because this is what I really want. And then this is just a little head start thing that you can look at. And it's just some functional lab testing stuff that you can look at and download it. And we actually had a live call last year where we explained it. We're going to have another live call on the lab testing and on all the assessments. I think it's the third, it's like the 21st or something of August. We're going to do that. But in the meantime, you can read this and you can get familiar with what kind of testing is available for you. And then you're done, right? So let me talk about this. I click those off and it says you've successfully completed it. You can move forward to share your story. But what I'm going to do is show you at the bottom of each of these, we'll go complete your progress journal. Now, right now, we don't have your coaches assigned yet, so they're not going to go to a particular coach. But we recommend that you do these progress journals once a week to keep me and Lynn and your coaches up to date on where you're at. What are you struggling with? What do you want to celebrate? We want to celebrate with you. It's a short little thing with three questions. And every week, it helps you to get the coaching that you need, and it helps keep me up to date on where you're at. So some people miss some, that's fine. But as much as possible, we recommend that you do that. Now, there's other ways to find it. One is we nag you. We'll be setting you up in a little sequence that we'll send you a message on Friday and say, hey, it's time to complete your progress journal. And on Saturday, if you haven't completed it, it'll go, hey, Marcia, I still haven't gotten your progress journal. Here's how to fill it out. And on Sunday, we'll send you another message that says, Marcia, progress journal, are you going to do it? After that, we let you go, right? But we do send 3 days in a row over the weekend to say, hey, let's do the progress journal. Let's really get you in that mode of what am I doing to focus on my health this week? And keeping us up to date is really helpful. So the other way you can find those progress journals is you see this word progress up at the top? You can do, like, you won't see that. Weekly journal check-in. at 90 days, we have you do a 90-day one, and at 12 months, we have you do that. So 90 days, and then 180 days, and then 270 days, and then at 12 months. So we have you do it every 3 months to really evaluate your last 3 months and set goals for your next 3 months. It's all for you. Everything's optional. People say, oh, do I have to? No, you paid to be here, and we offered to give you a service. You don't have to do everything, and I don't want it to add to your burden. I want it to help and support you. Okay, we good? So if I click on share your story, this is where the juice comes in. And all right, so complete the getting to know you form. I've seen a couple of those come in. Who has done that so far? Anybody? Right. This is a form that lets me get to know who you are. This has to be done before those little getting to know you calls. And it's a really nice, it gets a report out to me, right? There's just your basic stuff, but height, weight, all that. And then you get those filled in and you go continue. And it has questions about your past health history, questions about your favorite foods. What do you eat on a regular basis? Questions even about like what kind of equipment you have in your kitchen so we can help support you with making, you know, I have a tiny little kitchen with no equipment. How am I going to make all this food you tell me to make? Okay, let's just adapt it. So we get to know you in a really deep way. Once you're finished, there'll be a button at the bottom that says submit, and you can go ahead and submit. And I'm going to just go back. All right. Get it that, then the seven pillars assessment. Who remembers the seven pillars assessment, the body freedom pillars assessment that we had you fill out for the live stream, the 2-day live stream? Anybody fill that one out? Where it asks you about your sleep and your stress and your diet and all that. Yeah, you remember that. So if you haven't already done it, you fill it out. It's a PDF that you print and fill out. We haven't coded it. It's 12 pages long. So we haven't coded it into a form yet. But once you do fill it out, and many of you already did, then you can just go to this transfer your seven pillar scores, and you're going to just transfer your scores to this page. Now, if you prefer everything to be PDF, you can. But you're just going to transfer your score. What was your score on stress? And then it gives you interpretation. But the reason for having you do it this way is so you don't have to go and scan or somehow or other communicate to me what your issues were, which areas you were most stressed in. And you just kind of fill this in and that gets submitted. And then what I like to have before I have my getting to know you with you is the getting to know you form in this. And I like to have them, I prefer to have them within 48 hours of your appointment to give me a little time to go through them all. Because if I have six people, I want to be able to have the time and schedule the time to do it all. Why did everything go blue? There we go. All right. I think my computer has a mind of its own. Sometimes I think my computer has chronic fatigue syndrome. All right. So that was your essential first steps. If you get into these, it'll guide you to the next one. It'll say, okay, now you're ready. I think, don't correct me if I'm wrong, the way I'd asked our programmer to set this up was until you finished this, these would look a little different. They would, instead of say get started, they'd say more information. So if you see them that say more information and you click it, it's usually going to say, please complete the checklist on ready, set, go to activate this module. Right. So if you haven't finished that, a lot of them are going to have this grayed out. Mine shows both. It shows the active and the that just because the programmer said, because I'm the admin, that's what it shows. But it helps me to show you what you would see as well. So we go from essential first steps. We'll go back to share your story, which I got booted out of just a minute ago. All right. And then complete that, transfer, reserve your spot. So all this is you're going to click this. And you're going to come to a calendar and it's going to say, okay, what dates are open? Okay, on the 22nd, we have 6:30 to 7:30 or 7:30 to 8:30. On the 28th, we have 9:30 to 10:30 or 10:30 to 11:30. On the 30th, we have 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 7 to 8, 8 to 9. So you have a lot of choices here. So you pick one and then it'll give you an email that gives you the details of how to get on there. And they're all done on Zoom. All right. And that's it. The next thing is choosing your coach. It's coming soon. We're working on that and getting the bios uploaded. If you click there, you'll actually just see last year's coaches and last year's times, but I'll at least show you what it looks like. And some of these coaches are definitely the same ones, but we've got new ones too. Yeah, 2018 groups will be updated soon. And it gives you the times. So you would look and say, well, I can't make, the only times I could make would be this one or this one or this one. And then we're going to ask you which ones, which time are you going to make, right? And then we actually give you the bio and the pictures of all the coaches. And so some of these will be staying and some of these all will be, we'll have new ones and some of them won't be available anymore. And then you go back to that other page. So that's where you view it. You make your notes. Wow, I really like the sound of Annette. She sounds like she really knows about diabetes. Or I really like this. You're going to choose the times that work for you for the group calls. If you're gold, you can get to choose one of the groups. And then you'll get to choose one of these other coaches. And assuming that the coach, you know, if you want, you can just say, Lynn, which one do you think is best for me? And that's what we prefer. But sometimes people read and go like you read it and you go, oh my God, that one sounds like she's just made for me. And you pick one. And some of you already have coaches because you've either done Sweet Spot with private coaching or you've come from ERC last year and you're like, I'm not giving up Lisa. I have Lisa. I'm not giving up Susan. I want Susan again. And you go, right? Some people like to coach hop, right? From year to year, they just want to try a different coach each year just to see how it goes. Either way, I think it's great to build a relationship if you're coming back. But anyway, you'll pick this. It'll look exactly like this. We just have to get the new dates updated. And then you go.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
So because I have spoken with many of you, I have a really good sense of the you and the coaches and your personalities. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to feel held in that we have your best interests at heart. And mm-hmm. I just want people to feel secure there.
She does a great job of it. And actually it's her job to actually, when these come through, she reads through the Getting to Know You form. And then she goes through the coaches and she says, well, of course, if it's for the group coaching, you're going to get, we'll give you your top choice of times if that's your top choice. And I'll show you how you determine that. But for the private ones, we will, definitely look to say, you know, and she thinks like, you know what? She really thinks she wants Lisa, but I think she'd be perfect for Drina. Then she'll reach out to you and have that conversation and you get to make the choice, assuming that group is not filled, but Lynn is, she's a mama bear, but she's also very intuitive. And so she has a really good sense of whose energy is going to work best with another person's energy. And so she's there to support you every step of the way. Okay. And then you go to choose your coach form, which is more choose your time form, seriously, but here it is. So you get your time preferences, you put what group you're in. And then you get to choose, like, this will be updated and it'll have the new times. See, notice there's no names here. It's just which is your first choice of time, which is your second choice. And if all of them are good, that's where looking at that other page and going, well, I could do either one of these, but I really wanted that group with Drina in it because she sounded really cool. And I heard her speak about liposomal vitamin C today. And I think she's, you know, going to be able to help me. So you can pick that. And you first choice, second choice, third choice. And then also we ask you to just absolutely mark the ones you can't do. Right? Because we don't want to put you in a group and find out you can't come to those calls. Every Wednesday at 8 o'clock for the last 10 years and probably for the next 10 years, I go to choir practice. I can't do that time. Right? So if you have those like things that are really important, that is going to be taken into consideration too. And then here's the list of the golds. You get to choose your first choice, second choice, third choice. And we'll give you your first choice as long as that group is not full, unless Lynn says, you know what? I'm going to have a conversation with you because I'm not sure that that would be a good choice for you. All right. Is this all making sense to you guys? Yes. Am I making it too complicated? Okay. We're trying to give you choice, but we also want to nurture you and put you in that cocoon of that we're here to take care of you and have your best interest at heart. So this, my goal is by the end of the week. And I think Lynn had said she uploaded a thing. And if it's easy enough, I think I can actually make those changes or Jazzy can make those changes tomorrow to this form if you've got those numbers and you and I will talk about it later. And then you're done with, you know, the kind of have to get it all done. And then once your coach is your coach teams are chosen. We usually have the coaches meetings the third week of the month, the group calls where you have your five or six people in the group and you meet with your coaches. Those are usually the third week. So let me give you a lay of the land on that. So what we're going to be doing, we added something new. So these guys that are returning, this is something new that we're adding. We're going to have an educational call once a month. That's basically taking you through the seven pillars, the body freedom pillars. Because here's the deal. I'll show you real quick a view of what's in there. There's a ton of stuff out there. And if you're in brain fog, overwhelm, as much as you want to learn this stuff, you go, I don't know where to start. So we're going to help you with where to start. And that's the other thing that's going to be rearranged in there is the order of them to reflect our freedom pillars. Because we've changed a few things. So there's a few things that are going to be updated and enhanced, but we'll have that the first week of the month. Okay. Now the second week of the month, we're looking to have like an integration session at some point. Maybe we'll have it on a Saturday. Maybe we'll have it during the week. We'll kind of get a poll where it's optional. Again, you can come to, but one of our coaches is going to get together with a group, and just kind of take you through that. Yay. Like you can talk about how'd you do with this? How'd you do with this? The third week, then you have your small group coaching. Okay. And then the fourth week, you have the big group coaching call with me. Mixed in there as the Gold Plus calls with just the small group with me. Plus you have your vital calls. Plus you have your doctor's office. What do we call those things? The office hours calls, right? So there's an ability to get help and support and have accountability more than once a week. Right? When you add that, you've got your vital membership will be activated. You'll have that for a whole year. You get to come to as much of it. You don't have to consume all of it, but as much of it as you want. There's never a week that goes by, except maybe Christmas week, where there's not a coaching call that you can come on and get the support you need, coaching or education or whatnot. Is this making sense? Yeah. And then we're going to add in, I'm going to do the first like evaluations thing. We're going to do a retreat day for labs. We have a retreat day for nutrigenomics. I mean, we're giving you a lot of support here. And we usually do an in the kitchen retreat day where everybody gets to buy food in advance. And then we go play and we make food in the kitchen together and then share pictures on Facebook. So there's a lot of ability. You can take advantage of the community. You can take advantage of us. And we're here to support you. We don't want to overwhelm you. We want to give you what you need. So don't feel like you have to come to every single call that we ever do. If you want to, we'd love it. But trust in yourself on how to do this. Make sense? Lynn, do you have anything to add to that? No? No. Okay. I don't know what happens if I click this. I'm just going to look. Okay, it just tells you you're finished. Now, from here, I'm just going to take you back to the home, and then Lynn will go through more of this in detail next time, and she'll review it too because, you know, chances are by then you'll forget if you haven't gone through it. But really, you want to go through this one, and this one. Then we have given you access to what we call the body balance. Now, basically, the ERC content is body balance and body freedom. Body freedom is all the modules related to the pillars, and body balance is all the modules related to the systems. So those of you who have been in Sweet Spot or Grand or some of our other programs, they're all included in here. And you're going to see as you scroll down this page, you'll see you have access to them. What we do is we ask you, I'll show you what we do here. So like I said, I see both. If you've already been through the program, it's going to be green. If you haven't been through the program, it's going to say click to unlock. When you click to unlock, it says to avoid overwhelm, please contact your coach to see if you really need this right now. If they say yes or you really want access, click the button below, right? Because here's what happens if we just let everything be open. You're like a kid in the candy store, right? Where do I go first? I'm going to start. Oh, I want to see what's in that. What's in the adrenal program? What's in the thyroid program? Let me go check it out, right? And you're all over the map. And it just adds to the confusion and overwhelm. What we recommend is you skip, don't even look at this part down here yet, okay? Unless there's a real good reason for it. Start up here. And if you go into this body balance module one, it's like I've taken a dozen of the key points in the whole foundation piece mixed and matched amongst the different to get you started, right? What I think are the foundational the foundations of the foundations. So if you go into Body Balance Module 1, you're going to see it has 12 steps. 12-step programs, right? Who's ever been in a 12-step? You don't have to admit it, but people have been in 12-step programs for AA or for Narc Anonymous or for Overeaters Anonymous. They always talk 12-step programs. So we have a 12-step program to start to build this beautiful foundation. Step one, we give you an ability to assess your hormones and body systems. This is also in our evaluation, so there's some things are cross-pollinated, but it just gives you that sense. A lot of you did this at the two-day live stream. Connect to your why. That's basically the, I'll just click it and show you. That's basically the stuff we showed you before, which is the clarify your values, connect with your vision, set up your goals, complete the online survey, etc. So actually, you don't even need to go through that. You don't have to go through it there. You can go through it here, whichever way you want to do it. So that's that one. If I go back, step three is transform your stress. That's basically slightly different order, but that's basically sign up for those messages. Step four, drink your water. You're going, oh yeah, 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 yeah. You'd be surprised at how many people are talking to me in month 10. Yes. Remind me. I keep my, I finished it today. Isn't that cool? I keep my half gallon jug. That's half my body weight in fluid ounces and then a little. And Lynn's got it. Everybody's got it. But you know what? We'll go to step and they'll go, I'm still having trouble with this brain fog. And I'm going to go through the basic questions. How often are you doing your heart math? What's your water intake? And they'll go, how are you doing with heart math? Well, I'm doing it, you know, every few days I do it. All right, let's do it 5 times a day. How about water? Yeah, well, most days I get about a quart. I don't know about you, but I don't think there's anybody in this program that weighs 64 pounds. Have you seen one? Okay, so if you're drinking a quart of water and you're not 64 pounds, you're not drinking enough water. Make sense? So and I give you a lot of great resources on this page, the measuring it out deal. I give you a download, a strategy and session. I give you some information about extra stuff on water filters and hydration plans. It's just really good. Now, if you're already doing this and you have it mastered and you don't want to go through all this stuff. You don't have to. Just go to the top and say, I'm done. Yep, I already do this. I don't need it. I'm done. Done. All right? Got it. So the next piece you can go free from here is get out in the sun. Again, how many people I work with that are just not getting outdoors? You're in this polluted air all day in an office building. So just gives you some basics on fun. Then it says, next step is go to bed. Ha ha. We all go to bed, but are we getting a good night's sleep? I recommend everybody watch these because there's a lot of little nuances about sleep, which is so super important. So there's your action plan. Like I said, I've just taken like the highlights from all over to put together this cohesive little thing. Get yourself moving, right? Bursts. Those of you in sweet spot know about doing bursts, and there's just a little bit of help there. It's not a huge one. It's just giving you access to a fitness library, the burst training, and you've got things you can look at. But I already do my program. I already do my fitness. I don't need to watch this. I'm done. You just go like this. I do my exercise. I've got it all done. I'm good. And if you didn't review the fitness library and you don't want to, you can actually just say, I did it. We're not going to catch you. We're not going to send you to jail for perjury or any of that stuff if you check off things that you didn't do because you feel like you have it down. I mean, I already have a fitness plan that works for me. I don't need it. But a lot of you are like, oh, this is a really good idea. I never thought about that before. And some of you who are struggling with the fitness want to start slow. Okay. And then we go.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Absolutely.
Just to emphasize the importance of the check boxes. Sometimes we get really busy and let's say Monday you check off a couple things and then you don't touch this for like a week or week and a half or something. Then you come back and go, oh, where was I? Oh, look, there's the last thing I checked.
Right. Then so you know where you left off. Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. And you know, you ever do that and you think, I don't remember, did I watch that video or not? You start watching and go, seems awfully familiar. You just check it off when you're done. That's a good point. Yeah. Some of the cases, it won't let you move on if you don't check it off. In this particular one, it's like you can do these in a random order if you want to. It doesn't keep them closed because we recognize that some people are at different places. So go green. Green it up. There we go. Learn about the amazing nutritional benefits of greens. There's all kinds of ways to do it. There's green smoothies. There's recipes. There's videos. And you've got a lot of this stuff in here. And then a bunch of really cool recipes. Reduce your toxic load. Okay. You can see that these are the basics, right? Now, it's not like, well, I have breast cancer and I have, you know, an Alzheimer's risk. I want you to give me some specifics. We're all going to start with the basics, but you're going to tailor the basics. And then we're going to get into, with the evaluations, we're going to get into helping you. It may take you, you know, 6 months to go through all this. Whatever it is. It's up to you. So we have everyday detox. We have air filter, you know, so we told you all about this stuff. Get at least one detox food every day. So Sandy, you talked about detox. Here you go, right? You talked about cleaning it up. This is the part that gets people, that takes the longest for people. And the reason I included it here is because we do this in every single one of the other programs. We have you do an elimination diet. So this takes you through step by step, how do you eliminate foods and retest them? And you've got all kinds of good resources for it, several videos. So that's probably the most time consuming. This one is the easiest, I think. Have fun. Why is it that most people don't think this is the easiest one? Why? It's fun, right? So determine if you're making enough time, compile your personal fun prescription. That's a picture of this little thing that I have right up here over my desk. It's just all kinds of trinkets and goodies that I like that I can look up and, oh, remember when my son, I got this in Italy. I remember that trip or whatever. Surround yourself by beauty. That's your fun. And then finally digestion enhancing eating strategies. So these are all basic stuff. Don't stress yourself out. Don't feel like you have to be in a race, but just get through those top 12 things. And if it takes you longer than you think, great. If you've been along this path for a while, most of the stuff you're going to be checking off. You're okay, let me get to the more advanced stuff. This is the foundation of health. The tailoring the diet to your specific needs, that's different. So Lynn, you know, the other thing I want to make a point about on this body balance homepage, we need to have a link back to the ERC homepage. He has it on other pages, but he doesn't have it here. If I can always go back. I don't think I can do that because that'll just get me. Yeah, no, I can't do that. So I can go back. You can always find your way back to home, the little house, right? That'll take you to the main screen. Is this useful or is this just everybody knows this stuff? Yes. Okay. And then we go to ERC again. And we're back where we started. Okay, that's the first four tiles. That's what I would focus on for now. All right, when you have your coaches meeting, you're going to have one meeting with your coach privately. Everybody will. Silver, gold, or gold plus. You get that meeting. And then they're going to have a follow-up with your coach after they pull it all together. And they're going to put together a little plan of what the things they feel like you need to be focusing on are. So you have two calls with your coach. And meanwhile, you can be doing some of this background stuff and the coaches are going to help you with what labs. You can come to calls with me and ask that, like, okay, I have this going on and that going on. I had this test done and that test done. What do you think I should do next? And we'll take you through that. All right. The next piece is Lynn will go through. I call this the gap discovery system. Why? Because evaluations, assessments, it's all like blah, blah. But what you're really trying to assess is what's in the gap between you, where you are now, and where you really want to be. How are we going to find out what's keeping you apart? And how do we fill that in and give you tools? So the gap discovery helps you do that. I'm going to be reformulating that. So if it is open to you, just hang tight. It's going to be much easier to get through. And then the body freedom foundations. And this is going to be reorganized in a different order because we came up with that it spells the word freedom. And this was something that it came to me in chatting with somebody. And I said, you know, the ultimate body freedom is being not having these things. And you can just do your life the way you want to. You're free. And that to me is, I don't want to be I don't want to be encumbered by the body. I don't want to be a slave to my symptoms. So those body freedom foundations take us there. So we actually figured out a way, because this person who is very creative, she said, it'd be nice if we could get those things to spell the word freedom. I went, I don't think we can get it to spell the word freedom, because if you look at them right now, I'll show you what they are. There's one for each. Okay. Pillar one, stress, attitude. How am I going to make that spell freedom? So we did. We had some little bit of fancy footwork in renaming. Fun, F. Sleep gets changed to rest and relaxation, R. E, exercise is easy. We change fitness to exercise. E, environment, it's already an E, so there's free. D, well, diet, right? Nutrition, you just change it to diet. O, attitudes and beliefs, that's your outlook, right? And then stress transformation is a mindfulness practice. So we spelled freedom, and we're going to rearrange this so that it shows you that. I was so excited by that. I got goosebumps, you know? Anyway, there's lots of great information. Some of these are just one page where there's some videos and some explanations, like here. And it has page, each of those pages has, it may have a video, it may have a PDF, right? And then, but the sleep, the food one, everything you always wanted to know about nutrition, including assessments for the nutrients and then figuring out how you're going to get them. So we have the beverages, recipe creation. You're going to love this page. If you like overwhelm, if you want to see, this has all of, okay. So this has recipe creation. Yeah. Recipe creation. Here we go. And meal planning resource guide. Where do you see all the things you have here? You think there's enough recipe books there? Right? So we just put together all the recipe books. And so you don't have to download them all and print them all. But, okay, you want to just do some vibrant energy beverages. You want to look at some green cleanse recipes. You want to look at some gut recipes. This has to be changed, Lynn. This hasn't been changed. Sweet spot. Make sure that gets changed to sweet spot. Cafe, thyroid, fast, and then some additional ones, little recipe books that I put together. We should also put on here the hormone hacking breakfast ideas. Okay, if you make a note to that and just put it in a thing, I'll make sure that David gets those put up here. Okay, so you've got pretty much anything that I ever created is in this wonderful portal for you. So it may feel overwhelming right now, but it'll be a lot of fun as you go through and you're looking for specific stuff and you're like, I want a recipe that does whatever. I want a good gut healing recipe. You can go there, you can find the gut healing recipes and you can start looking at that. And for those of you who said gut's one of your primary issues, just go explore some of the recipes, right? You don't have to go through step by step through the modules yet. Just go through and play with the recipes. Yeah, that would go on this energizing breakfast page. Because this energizing breakfast has a really cool video I made on breakfast. And then it has my recipe book. The Before Be Gone. So this should be changed too. And then we'll add the other breakfast recipe book here. All right. So anything else I should share before I go back, Lynn? Like you can go through and she'll do a whole, orientation with you next week too. Okay. Any questions? How do I get back? That's always an issue. I have this here. Let's see. Where's the meeting controls? There we go. Stop share. There we go. So there's a lot there. Any questions, comments?
Marcia asked if the calls, like the group calls, if they're normally about 90 minutes.
That's the goal. Yep. Normally about 90 minutes. And here's the thing. Lynn will attest to this. If somebody has a lot of stuff they need to go over, I will go over. So I try to do 90 minutes because they are late. You're on the West Coast, so it's not as bad. But for the poor folks on the East Coast, it gets to be late. But I'm not going to leave somebody in crisis mode. If you have questions and you need them answered, I'm there for you. Okay, and we try to schedule most of them without another call behind it. Sometimes they're during the day and, I've got to go because I've got another call to go on.
I feel like I feel like I'm getting ready for a wedding again.
A wedding?
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm preparing for my wedding or an initiation ceremony or something.
Very cool. Way to look at it. I love it. I love it. Okay. I see a lot of questions. My camera on this computer doesn't work. It would take me a few. Oh, what happened? She was on there before, wasn't she? Or maybe that was at the beginning.
Yeah, that was at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. We good? So this week, was this call informal? You know, we'll keep getting to know each other more. Next week, Lynn will have a call like this, and she'll lead you through some of the stuff that we want to make sure you're aware of that's on the site. She'll reiterate all the stuff we already went through because it takes repetition. But in the meantime, just get out there. At least make sure you got the Ready, Set, Go and the essential first steps started. Okay. Yep. And actually the first three. So the getting to know you form as well. Get on my calendar, get that filled out, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. I want to put a plug in for your calls, your group calls. That's an excellent time for you to get that chance to talk to Dr. Rita Marie and, you know, do everything you can to be there.
Oh yeah. The ones we have, we usually have them. That's usually the last week of the month. So it's like, you've had a lot of other stuff that you can deal with and come to those. And we're going to orchestrate them a little bit more instead of it just being open Q&A. Of course we'll have that, but we're going to kind of guide you through something.
And you have them at various times because there are people over.
Well, usually those we have at the same time. So we can change that. Like those were always on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
The last Tuesday.
We do have some people in the UK.
Well, let's go through that list and let's just see where people are late, are at, because if that's the case, then we really should alternate. Sometimes what we do is alternate 1 month in the day, one month in the evening. And we do that with like our vital calls, and we do it with some other calls we do that with too.
And okay. Then Diana wanted to, could you go over a little bit more? I know you said that getting to know you form is important, and then just, you know, what else do you do on that call?
On the getting to know you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's enough. That's how I'm going to, because I'm going to review all your stuff in advance, and everything you tell me triggers a question because I'm the why person, right? I'm trying to get to root cause. So you'll tell me one thing and let me ask her about this. And I'm making notes as I'm reading your form, and then you and I talk, you know, and that's how we get to know each other, right? Yeah. Yeah. That's plenty. Yeah.
and then go ahead.
I was going to say, you get to do that with your coach in more depth too.
And then Jeannie says, can we book appointments for August or does the program start in September?
So all the getting to know you calls that we've set up so far are in August. So that's what this month is, the prep month, the official, like you signed up for 12 months, your 12 months starts in September. So August is free. Right? It's just thrown on top of it. We could make it a 10-month program, and maybe we'll do that in the future. But and then have 1 month off. That might not be a bad idea, right? So 10 months of the official, 1 month of getting ready, and 1 month off so that we can all go on vacation together. But for now, it's basically a 13-month program, right? You got started, and actually for some of you longer because you signed up in July or whatever and had access to the site from sooner. But we get all of August is all these calls once a week calls here for getting to know. You've got the getting to know you calls with me. And then once we get your coaches assigned, you might even start having those coaches calls, the one-on-ones with your coaches as well.
Exactly.
So we'll keep you busy. Never a dull moment. Okay. We don't want anybody falling through the cracks, right? So if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling confused, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you reach out. Best way to reach out is on those journals.
Yeah.
You just go there and you click it and you go, this is great. This is what I'm doing, but I'm feeling a little lost. I need some help here or there or wherever. Make sense? Yes? Yeah.
Good.
Dr. Rita Marie, did you get a new glucose monitor?
I got my, this one, which is the Freestyle Libre.
Ah, that's
new. How it works. Watch. Watch me test my glucose, Rich.
Whoa. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it keeps a graph in there.
Wait, can you do that again? You just put the...
Yeah, watch. So I have this little thing on the back of my arm. You see it? You put it on the back of my arm, right? And I go like that. And you could do it through clothes. It works. So, yeah, you don't have to, like, stick it under your, you know. Nope. And I can just test it, and it just graphs it. And then I can do this. I don't know how much you guys can see. You probably can't see it because it's bright. You see it says, oh, there.
There it is. Yep.
Yeah. It says review history or check glucose. So I click the review history and it gives me some choices.
Do we have the information for that unit?
It's the Freestyle Libre, Abbott Labs. You do have to get a doctor to write you a prescription. Now, you don't have to have diabetes for it. Metabolic syndrome, everybody has some metabolic syndrome going on, right? Your blood glucose goes high, your hemoglobin A1C is high. Your hemoglobin A1C is 5.9. No? Okay? Right, you can get it. Get your eye doctor to write it for you. Doesn't have to be an MD. Your eye doctor said you have it. Say, look, I want this meter. Order it for me. Now, if you're, the only way insurance will pay for it is if you're on insulin. Then, you know, unless there's some weird ones that don't require that, but they're living in the dark ages. Let's wait for you to really be sick before we help you to. It's not cheap. The unit itself is about $85. And then the little cartridges, each of these is about $35. Now, Paula, right? She went into Walgreens or Walmart or whatever with her prescription. And they said, oh, you don't have insurance. It's not going to pay for this. Let me see if I can find some coupons. And they gave it to her for a discount.
Yes.
You paid like $150 for the kit, which had three of these, something like that, right?
Yeah, it was less than that. It was actually less than that. Yeah.
So that's less than half price. Cause the kit has the unit. And then three of these, and it costs $235. Now, if ever this falls off, like I caught my bathing suit strap on it and it pulled out like before my 10 days was up, and I called the company and they said, oh, we'll send you a new one. So pretty good.
Again, say the name of it again.
It's the Freestyle Libre, Libre. Now, if you're going to Canada anytime soon, you can order one in Canada without a prescription. The problem is it will have the Canadian standard international units, which you may not be used to reading. Okay. One of the things I'm going to be sharing, and I'll do that on the evaluations thing, because I want to get you guys started on the whole concept of glucose testing, but also ketone testing, because I've been doing a lot of that. I have this really cool spreadsheet that I have. It's now, I just carry it on my phone. Let's see if I can find it. It's a Google sheet. If I can hold it up. And I'd be happy to put it up on the doc. Oh, yeah, Linda will talk about that too, the Google Docs. Make sure that that's something you cover. I don't want to overwhelm them now. They're not going to like me very much if I do that. So I created this. It's hard to see on here, but okay, see all those columns?
Yeah.
And what I do is I can put in on this, I have the date and the time. I put in my weight, and I do that once a day. The Keto Mojo. That's my ketone meter, which I have downstairs. I usually test that twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. So I put the note there, but then I put in my glucose reading. And what I did was I created a little formula so that it would convert my, so it's like this time it was 77. So I go over a column, 77 is 4.28. Yeah, I guess so. 4.28. So that converts. You can do the opposite too if you put in that number. So if you were able to get one in Canada, you can easily create a little spreadsheet that would give you the conversion. And that's what I do because there's a ratio. That's the ratio between the international unit for glucose and the ketone number, that if it's over one, you're in a good detox range. Like you're usually only going to get there when you're cleansing or fasting. For those of you who haven't been through Sweet Spot and don't really know what the hell I'm talking about, it'll get clear as we go through and you learn more, right? And I'm going to make sure that I teach you guys not right from the start. Anybody that wants to is I'll give you access to where you can learn to test your glucose. And in fact, on the site, in that nutrition pillar that'll be renamed to diet, that one has a section in there that says eating for glucose, whatever structure. And it just has some of the pieces taken from Sweet Spot Soup. So you can just get the overview without having to deep dive into it yet. Okay. Is that good? You're probably all like up to here or here right now. So before we leave, I just would love to just go around and have everybody just say one word. It says expresses where you are right now. And if it's confused and overwhelmed, that's fine. Or is it like, you know, anticipation, or what word would describe your state right now? And I'm going to start with Linda. You're going to have to unmute yourself because it won't let me do it.
Okay. My biggest challenge today and tomorrow is going to to learn the computer better. I have no idea what some of the terminology is, and there isn't a dictionary.
Oh, I can help.
Oh, great. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Marcia. Yeah,
connect with me.
Yeah.
Great. Connect with her on the Facebook group. She'll thank you, Marcia.
Yeah.
Maybe she can have, there's a few of you, maybe you have a little tutorial class on basic computer. Sure. That would be great. Yeah, if you need
Getting into Facebook, that was a first for me. Yes, we are out there.
Yay.
First. Yeah.
Good. Right. This is, that's one of the things you need to kind of get some familiarity with, because we can't do this in my living room. I'd love to have you all in my living room and meet once a week there, but we all live in different parts of the country and the world.
So. It's good. I'm excited.
Thank you. Yay. Rich, one word.
Rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated. Mm. Love it. Thank you. And Susanna? Whoops, you just muted yourself. There you go.
Encouraged, because I've got a complex thing that I'm trying to do and not a whole lot of help. So I'm encouraged that there will be somebody who can help me and guide me, and I'm not just doing it all by myself and wondering if I'm doing it right.
Wonderful. Thank you. Sandy, one word. How does it describe you?
Excited.
Excited. Wonderful. Thank you.
I'm petting a dog.
You're petting a dog. It's so
is Marsha's dog.
Oh, you're petting Marsha's dog. Marsha, what's one word for you?
Excited.
Say it again because you were muted. Go ahead.
Exhilarated.
Exhilarated. Love it. Thank you. Diana.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
And wonderful. Jeannie, I can't unmute you. You're going to have to unmute yourself. There must be some.
There it goes.
There you go.
I had just put in the chat that I'm so excited. I feel like it's Christmas. I'm just, you know, I'm just so hopeful that this is the thing that I've gone through several programs, and I'm just, you know, it just always comes up a little short on what I'm looking for. So I'm so hopeful that this is, you know, just where I'm meant to be.
Beautiful. And here's the thing. If anything feels like, oh, but I wish you had this in the program, just let us know what it is, because we're always looking to, oh, yeah, that'd be a great thing. I don't know that I missed anything, because it's pretty darn complete, but it's possible and we can add something to it.
I am so excited.
Great, thank you. And Paula. Oops, unmute. There you go.
Encouraged.
Encouraged. Great. Thank you. Debbie.
Grateful. Grateful for you and Lynn and all the ERC people, because I know how beautiful and authentic and how much integrity this community has.
Thank you. Thank you. Lynn, what's your word? Anybody? Oops, unmute yourself.
Percolating.
Percolating. That's an interesting one. Percolating. Okay. Cool. And I feel very grateful to have the honor of being able to help you guys. And I'm so looking forward to this next venture and getting to know some of you deeper and to getting to know some of you all. Rich, are you always going to be naked on these calls? I'm looking like, yeah, okay. What did he say?
Pretty sure in winter in New Hampshire.
Winter in New Hampshire, he'll be
gonna have a little more
filled up with the hat and the gloves. Yeah.
Yeah, my house is about 86 degrees, so I'm really in a humidity chamber right now.
And I know you're in your bathing suit, right? Unless he gets up to walk to the closet, and we go, well, maybe he wasn't in his bathing suit. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I so appreciate you being here. Nice to meet you, Dennis. And we'll talk to you again soon. I'm leaving town tomorrow, Wednesday. I'm actually going to a meeting. Then I'm going to be going to Ocean Robbins. Who of you knows Ocean Robbins? Most of you know Ocean Robbins. They're doing a retreat and they've asked me to speak at it. And it's like no cell phones, no, like it's in the middle of nowhere. So I get to have like be unplugged for like 2 or 3 days. And then something I'm super excited about, I was invited to attend a meeting in Hawaii. A 3-day meeting in not only Hawaii, which I adore, but Maui, which is my favorite island. And not only Maui, but Wailea, which is my favorite part of Maui to stay in. Of course, I love Hana, which is this beautiful remote. But as far as practical speaking, so I'm going there for a 3-day meeting and I decided that I will stay there for an extra week and just do business as usual there. So when you see me next, I'm going to be on a call and from Makando in Hawaii.
The backdrop will be real.
The back, yeah, won't have to do this thing.
Wow.
So I'm excited. I'm going to have a condo. So I'm going to the meeting and then I'm going to rent a condo for a week and come home and come back refreshed. But I'll, you know, all my calls will be done there. And there's quite a number of them on the books that week. But the cool part is Hawaii's 5 hours earlier than here. So all the stuff on my calendar that starts at like, you know, 10 in the morning, starts at 5 in the morning. And that's when the sun rises there. And I always try not to get on their time zone. I try to keep to my own time zone. So I always get up early at the crack of dawn and I'll be getting up early. I'll be doing my calls and then I'll have, you know, the call that ends at what this ended at 9, 9 minus 5 is 4. So it's 4 in the afternoon, but most of my calls aren't scheduled to go this late. So I'm excited. So you'll see me next in Hawaii.
Wow. Sweet.
Very sweet. And Lynn's going to take good care of you next week. We're going to make sure all this other stuff that we talked about gets rearranged on the site. The one other thing I wanted to show you real quick, I'm going to share my screen real quick because I forgot to show you, was this. When you're in ERC, up at the top, it says calls and recordings. I'm going to show you what to expect on this page. Right now, when you go there yourself, you probably won't see much of anything. But at the top, it says upcoming calls. It has the access for the group calls. Then it has says call other calls you have access to. It'll have the vital calls or if there's any special calls there. And then extras, we already have up this, it's one of your bonuses, gluten-free and easy. This is the recording from last year, and you're also going to have access to it live again this year. But if some of you are just like starting gluten-free and struggling or want some resources, you're welcome to go there. And then I put up the Your Genes Are Dying, Your Health 2-Day live stream. I put access to that call, so it's all on one place for you. You don't have to go digging around for that. Then we have call recordings. And these are the calls. This is the last of the calls from the last year group. You won't see this on yours. You're going to see one that says 2017, 18, 19, and it'll list your calls by month, and it'll list all the calls that were there by month, like that. You guys who are coming back, you'll still have access to the old calls, and you'll have access to the new calls, too. So you can see there's plenty of resources, plenty of live calls. Holy cow, that's a lot of calls. Wow. Well, some of these are the retreat days. That was a virtual retreat day, et cetera. So that's what you'll see when you come here. Right now, probably all you're going to see is the word upcoming with this call thing. It'll say other calls you have access to, the extras, and then call recordings, and then nothing. Okay. And then we'll have, I just put a task in for my assistant VA in the Philippines. So she's on different hours than ours, and she'll be putting in the calls that I put in that email. They'll be put in here as well. All right. So just wanted you guys to know that. All right. Thank you guys for being here. I'm going to unmute you all so we can all say goodbye to each other.
Oh, boy.
Bye, everybody. Thank
bye.
You.
Bye. 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 Thank you. Love you.
That's my birthplace. Say hello to everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.